Imagine waking up in the middle of the night. There's a presence in the room. You can hear noises and see shadows moving around you. Suddenly you feel a force pushing down on your chest, crushing you. You want to move, but you can't. You're completely paralyzed. This is sleep paralysis, the mechanism used by the brain to prevent you from acting out your dreams. But sometimes it goes wrong. Here, Dr. David Hufford describes his experiences with this condition.
If you find yourself awake and you can't move, and there seems to be, well, if that happens, you're having sleep paralysis. Unless later you wake up and you realize it was a dream, because when people come out of sleep paralysis, they can tell the difference between that and a dream. So you're aware of your environment. Usually you can see it. Sometimes people say they can't open their eyes, but usually they say they see the environment. That's sleep paralysis. Most of the time, 80% or more of the time when that happens, people will also feel or see a frightening presence in the room with them. If that happens, then you're off on the typical sleep paralysis experience, and then it ends when you can move, and when you can move, the movement comes back all at once. It's very, very rare for it to be at all gradual. Usually you just go from total immobility to easy movement, and you're lucid through the whole thing. You are wide awake, and when it ends, you remember it perfectly clearly, not like a dream. You just feel that all that happened was you move, and when you move, the thing is gone. That's a spare description. Now, I'll give you, there are lots of other features that frequently come into this. I will describe to you the first time it happened to me, which was before I'd ever heard about it from anybody else. I was a sophomore in college. I was taking, I'd gone to bed early. It was after my last final exam in the fall semester. I was very tired. Being sleepy, sleep deprived, which I was, makes this more likely. So I was primed for this because I'd missed a lot of sleep preparing for exams. So I went to bed early. I woke up hearing the door of my apartment open, and I thought it's probably somebody coming to see if I want to go to dinner because I'd gone to bed so early. And I heard footsteps coming across the room, and then I found I couldn't move, and that was very frightening. Then I felt the bed pressed down as if somebody was climbing up on it. And then I felt what felt like someone kneeling on my chest. And then I felt hands on my throat. The hands on the throat is less common. I've had lots of other people describe it. But it's not as common as the pressure on the chest, the bed moving, and the footsteps. I thought I was being killed. It was horrible. And I had a feeling of revulsion and terror about this thing on my chest, not just because I thought it was killing me, but I just seemed horrible or evil was sort of the sensation I had. I struggled to move, and when I did move, it was gone. I leaped out of bed, turned on the light, nothing's there, but I was sure I'd been awake. And that is a fairly typical experience. The opening and closing of the door, very common. Hearing that, even if the door was already open, or even if the door was locked, with that sound of entry, very common. The footsteps are one of the most common features of this. And the footsteps are interesting to dwell on for just a moment, because they're not just any footsteps. There are a variety of footsteps that people will describe, but most of the footsteps are shuffling footsteps. They sound like, well, the Southeast Asians in their traditions about this say that the thing takes its shoes off before it comes in. Sounds like stocking feet. I had a patient in our hospital who had sleep paralysis while in traction in a hospital bed say that she heard what she thought must be several nurses with their shoes off coming in because it sounded like stocking feet on the wall-to-wall carpet in the hospital room. I have a Navajo example where the man said it sounded like someone in moccasins walking up the outside of the hogan. That's a traditional bark covered shelter. And he heard the footsteps go up the outside and then saw the thing look down through the smoke hole. That kind of shuffling, whooshy footstep is very, very common. I have a medieval Swedish account where the thing approaching the bed is said to be dragging a heavy cloth sack across the wooden floor. And the sound is made of shh. I've had that same sound described in Japanese accounts that the sounds all over the world are basically similar. There are other kinds of sounds, but that's the most common one. A colleague of mine, a psychiatrist, also interested in sleep paralysis, did a survey of professional psychiatrists, giving them a description of a perfectly typical sleep paralysis episode with the frightening presence, etc., and asked people what they made of it. Over half of them diagnosed it as a psychotic episode. Most of them thought the person was schizophrenic. That's appalling. We erased knowledge of these experiences from the cultural repertoire while the experiences were continuing to happen. That is dramatic. That's a level of social control that's very impressive.
My name's Bib. Until next time, sweet dreams. Bib.